I remember years ago when I was first doing research with the bay clam fishery here in New Jersey, and I talked with one of the clammers, and I arranged to go out clamming with him. Now, this is the kind of clamming where you just go out in the bay in a small boat, and you go overboard, and you pick up clams with your feet. It's called treading for clams. So I was out there treading for clams with my toes and picking them up, lifting them up in the tops of my toes with this clammer, walking for hours. We were walking in the bay picking up clams with our feet. And every now and then, he and I both smoked at the time, I would go over to him and retrieve from the rim of his hat a cigarette and a match and light a cigarette and have a break. And then we would continue treading for clams. After that, he was so pleased. He stopped by a florist and bought me a bouquet of gladiolas. And then he just said I was the very, very first person he had talked to, and he'd talked to many journalists and others who would deign to go out fishing with him. In subsequent months, he let everybody know up and down the coast that this woman was okay. So it just made it possible for me to do research that I couldn't have done otherwise, because simply because I was willing to go out treading for clams.